see what's happening. Tell you what, Blake, of the quarterbacks that are fighting this thing out down there, Miles Brennan, Jaden Daniels, Garrett Nussmeyer, Walker Howard, Josh Booty, Peyton Manning, whoever's on that depth chart, Eli Holstein, whoever's on the depth chart, I think from what I saw a year ago, and I know it was a small little bit of data, I like Nussmeyer the best. I don't know if he's got a chance at all. I think that kid's got a good future.
Yeah, but I mean, he's certainly in the mix in all of this, along with Jaden Daniels. It would seem as if Miles Brennan, at least Bill, the practices that we've been able to go to. Now, we'll be at the scrimmage this Thursday, so tomorrow, and Brian Kelly's giving us a full scrimmage. So let's see which one of those three guys comes out on top. Now, Bill, I will tell you, they called for first team yesterday, and it was Jaden Daniels. They called for first team Tuesday or Monday. It was Jaden Daniels. So I guess let's see what happens once this scrimmage takes place. But I agree, Garrett Nussmeyer is a very talented young man. But, Bill, here is my only concern with Garrett, like literally the only. Bill, he puts the ball in harm's way.
Yeah, I know.
In a little way too much. You know, he's still struggling a little bit with putting the ball and being a gunslinger and put it in harm's way. He did it a little bit at practice, which I think separated a little bit, Jaden Daniels getting a nod with the first team in the last couple of practices. So, Bill, I think we all know, you know, we know Brian Kelly, and he's made this very well known. If you turn the football over, you're not going to play. So, especially that position. Bill, they're still battling it out. I think Garrett is still right on the heels, and I wouldn't be surprised, Bill, of either one of those young men being starters come week one against Florida State.
Yeah, and when you're a young gunslinger, and look, he's a year in now. It's not like he just got there, but when you're used to being able to do that and not have to pay for it, it's kind of hard to break that, isn't it? And that's what they're doing with him right now, I'm sure.
Well, and Bill, that's a great point. I'll give an example. You know, Mike Denbrock runs this RPO and wants to get it out into a very kind of quick passing game. You know, we saw Alabama do the slants, but sometimes, Bill, it's not a quick hitter. When I'm talking about what Denbrock wants to do, read, trips right, three small hitches. Let the defense dictate who you're throwing the ball to. Bill, he's throwing the ball into way too much of traffic. Now, Bill, the problem with that is there are plays, though, that he does something, and he's not supposed to make the throw, and it's completed, and he threads the needle, and it's a massive play. So, Bill, that's one of those things with those type of quarterbacks. How do you take him, like, how do you coach him to be able to make those plays that he's making, but making smarter decisions if it's not truly, truly not there? I think that's what they're working for. But again, Bill, if like I said, Thursday we'll see, but I wouldn't be surprised if young man's a starter week one.
Not new news, but the Shelton Sampson commitment, which was absolutely expected, still big. Five-star right there, Baton Rouge Catholic in town, and he'll probably have to play. He and that Jaylen Brown kid they got out of Gulliver Prep down in Miami are big-time receivers they're bringing in this class.
Yeah, Bill, massive. And look, I don't think that they're done at that position. I know that Shelton Sampson is the – and, Bill, on my message board, I put my top 10 recruits. I did put him above Arch Manning. I think that he's that good of a playmaker. Now, I think Arch obviously has a – bigger ceiling because of the position he plays, but Shelton Sampson is that guy. There's also a young man named Kai Preen out of St. James, Louisiana. Bill, one thing that you got to give Louisiana is the receivers and DBs. There's a young man named Kai Preen who's not as highly rated, who, Bill, I think could, you know, be one of the more special young men that we've seen, especially in this recruiting class. So, Bill, you got to give Brian – look, I don't know how Brian Kelly did recruiting at Notre Dame. I really don't. but Bill, he's picked it up a little bit here. Now, I don't know if he just wasn't doing that with for the Fighting Irish or what, but Bill, we've talked to multiple recruits, high-end recruits. You said Brian Kelly has been all over them. So, Ricky Collins, the quarterback from here in Baton Rouge, commits today after decommitting from Purdue last week. Bill, it's training the Tigers. So this has been, from what we're hearing, Brian Kelly putting the pedal to the metal in recruiting, even while the season or camp is going on. So there's a lot of young men that are committing from the in-state this week, and Brian Kelly and this staff has done a very good job of starting to solidify the state when a lot of people said that they didn't think he could do it. Bill, there's a very strong potential that they get half of these top 10 recruits in the state, and you're having to take out. Bill, Arch Manning wasn't coming here. Holstein wasn't coming here. Tackett Curtis wasn't coming here, meaning LSU. So I think that they've done a very good job so far in this recruiting class in-state, and especially trickling into 2024.
Yeah, and you told me you didn't think Osbury was not trending there either, right?
No, not a chance. Now, again, so for me, Bill, you've had two staffs. One of them is a pretty elite recruiter in Ed Orgeron. I think that we can give him that.
Correct.
Okay, Bill, so you don't do this with Orgeron. You don't do it with Brian Kelly. And not so much with Jaden Osbury, but Tackett Curtis as well. Eli Holstein as well. So, Bill, this is not a typical Louisiana class where kids just weren't going to come here. And so it's a little bit different. But, Bill, again, it's still a very top-heavy class, and they're getting the top-heavy guys. Kylan Jackson, a four-star safety. Bill, I don't know if your listeners, maybe they will, but Eric Reed, the safety in 2011 that had the interception against Alabama, that solidified the fate of that 9-6 game. Kylan Jackson from Zachary, Louisiana, is going to commit Saturday. Bill, he's Eric Reed reincarnated. So it comes to a point where, Bill, I get Brian Kelly has had a lot of question marks, but he's getting a lot of these in-state recruits. Oh, and by the way, Bill, they're training for five-star offensive tackle Zalance Hurd in North Louisiana. So they have done some things when early criticized to really put the pressure on recruiting. And Bill, I haven't even mentioned this yet, a young man in the name of Bravion Rogers, who just could decommit from Texas A&M that now LSU trends for. You got to give him credit.
Blake Ruffino with us. We'll let you know how you can get all of his content. Is the baseball transfer portal thing done for now?
I'm never going to say Jay Johnson's done in recruiting. You know, Bill, there's been one thing that has changed massively in recruiting in baseball. Normally, if you talk to any scouts or head coaches, when a kid commits, other programs don't continue to recruit the young man. Okay? That has changed with NIL. That has changed with the transfer portal. That has changed with a lot of things. So I don't know if they're done yet, Bill. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't, but they just got Paul Skeens, Ben Nippalt, and Bill, them in Tennessee will be 1-2. Pick your poison at this point.
Blake Ruffino with us. So Thursday, tomorrow, there's a scrimmage, and the media has full access. Is that what you're telling me? Which is rare.
Yeah, Brian Kelly has given us full access to the scrimmage. Obviously, we can't post videos, stuff like that, but, Bill, I'm not going there. I just want to write the notes, see what I got to see, and get out of there. But, yeah, he's given us full access. You know, Bill, I do wonder, you know, we've gotten a lot of access this spring, a lot of access this early fall. You know, I hope it continues, but, man, Bill, the only time that I remember this happening was under DiNardo when he would give the media full access to stuff like this, but been kind of crazy. Brian Kelly has shown that he has nothing to hide, and he's welcomed the media in so far in his tenure.
I don't think they did that at Notre Dame now. Notre Dame, I think, lets you watch him stretch. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, we got some pretty good access here. I don't remember or know of anybody else that has something like this. But, Bill, I don't know really what they're going to hide. And I don't mean this in the wrong way, but, Bill, they're running their base core of plays. They're not showing us. You know, Bill, I've been in hundreds of college practices, either playing in them or watching them. Bill, they're not showing us a lot, okay? I mean, they're sure. Zone read, base, inside zone, quick hits, quick slant, vertical. They're really not showing us a whole lot. Now, it's going to be interesting what they do Thursday, but right now they haven't shown us a lick of anything that would remotely say that we know what's going on.
Blake Ruffino with us. Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Yeah, Bill, like I mentioned earlier, Ricky Collins, a four-star quarterback from Woodlawn Baton Rouge, is committing today, so we'll be going live right after his commitment. We'll be having people there live on location. Subscribe to the premium message board, AYSSnetwork.com. We've had a lot of LSU fans, a lot of people subscribe to it so far. So go subscribe to all of our platforms and that as well. And, Bill, as always, thank you so much for having us on.
Appreciate it, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Go Tigers.
Sam Dog down in Georgia. Where is Denard?